Jews fighting the news, anti-Israel bias masquerading as news in the Western press, by Yaakov Astor quotes. We asked Simon Plosker if he thought the anti-Israel bias was anti-Semitic. He responded, I think it's unsophisticated to blame all the bias we see on anti-Semitism. A lot of times it's ignorance. Journalists come here without any understanding of the history of the region, or anything else for that matter, and they are taken in by the prevailing narrative, which, for a few decades now, has been one of Israeli occupation and Palestinian victimhood. That is ignorance. Why isn't the media covering the incitement? Plosker responds, it doesn't fit the narrative of Palestinians as victims. Many times, we see that Palestinians are no longer treated as agents of their own destiny. They are just forced into doing things. As if they bear no responsibility for their actions. Anything that happens is blamed on Israel. Any crimes or terrorism they carry out can be excused or justified by the fact that they are under occupation or suffering under the rule of Israel. On October 22, 2014, an Arab driver slammed into a group of Israelis waiting at a stop of the Jerusalem Light Rail service, killing a 3-month-old baby in a stroller and injuring 8 others, including the infant's father. Israel police spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld called the incident a terror attack. The driver was a member of Hamas who had served time in an Israeli prison for terrorism. The early headline of an Associated Press story on the incident read, Israeli police shoot man in East Jerusalem. This headline and its accompanying story, which was used by other major news sources, ignored the killing of the baby and glossed over why police shot the man in the first place. A reader would easily conclude from the headline that the Israelis just randomly shot someone, probably a Palestinian. About an hour later, the AP changed its headline to, Car Slams into East Jerusalem Train Station. This was just as bad, because it made it sound as if it was an unfortunate random road accident, not a terrorist attack by a Palestinian Arab. It still did not indicate that an infant had been killed. Finally, the AP changed the headline to, Palestinian Kills Baby at Jerusalem Station. Observing the unfolding headline folly, media watchdog Camera stated, T. Here were clearly enough details available at the time, even with the news still in the hazy breaking stage, that the inappropriate and misleading headline should never have appeared on the story.